Blog Talk Radio.
Peter Rock and CL Smooth, One in a Million, and that's with Poetic Justice. So, welcome to the Metro Radio Show. Beautiful women and men worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to discuss and enrich conversations about life skills and self-development. Once again, this is your host, Indira Mendez, and tonight's show is going to be about understanding the misdirections in relationships. So, I just basically wanted to give an overview of, you know, just give a perspective. Yeah, so I just wanted to give an overview on relationships and basically highlight why certain people come together in relationships or unions, per se. But the four things that I wanted to highlight is a lot of times when two people come together, there's expectations in a relationship. When there's a label put on the relationship, people feel or tend to have a sense of entitlement. And then when it comes down to the men and the women, a lot of times it's because they're looking for men, and women they get multiple. So now, when it comes down to the dynamic of relationships and what it entails, being that I highlighted those four things when it comes down to relationships and unions, I just wanted to give a perspective on how things could get misguided or be misdirected in a relationship between two people. Okay? So now, the first thing that I wanted to acknowledge is of the relationship, whether it be professional or personal. Okay? So if it's more or less professional, you know, it's more clear cut. You know, it's always black and white, whereas, you know, the two people have a general understanding of one common goal as far as, you know, maybe they may be in partnership on a business and they deal with each other regarding the business aspect of, you know, a business, like administration or dealing with materials such as the manufacture part, equipment and all of that stuff. So there's a lot when it comes down to people who being in partnership with each other and being able to develop a team and have people managing, you know, a business on a professional level. But like I said, when you have two partners working together, it's basically the goal is to maintain that business and to help that business to help it extend as much as possible with human labor and manufacture labor as far as with equipment and being able to push things forward and help that company to grow over time. So that's on a professional level, okay? And then when you're dealing with the aspects on the outer exterior of the business aspect of the relationship between two people in partnership, usually you have people that give a word to mouth as far as advertising the business, you know, promoting the business, and helping the business to grow. And then you have certain aspects of social media, such as Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those aspects of social media to manage a business, right? So usually, you know, this is how businesses get exposure, and this is how partners or people in partnership are able to maintain the development of their business over time. Okay, so I didn't want to get all into detail about that specifically, but I just wanted to highlight how certain aspects of it could be, you know, black and white, especially when, you know, deciding on what type of business you're going to have, whether it's going to be an LLC or just a corporation, you know, things of that sort, and being able to take things in consideration as far as running the business. Now, when it's between two people, okay, two people, expectation has a lot to do with people's personal boundaries. It has a lot to do with what people require in a relationship in order for it to work, or what the idea of what they think will help a relationship to be sufficient, you know? So I say, when you have expectations in relationships, it can cause two people to be disappointed, okay? Because let's say that person doesn't meet your expectation or they don't follow through with the requirement, that leads to
you know, either resentment or disappointment in that person. So let's reevaluate expectation in itself. It's one thing to have a boundary for ourselves, basically standards that we follow alone that represents our integrity, then it's another when you put an expectation on a relationship, something that you're sharing in common with another person. So that requires that, you know, you and the person have to come to an agreement with each other as far as something that's external outside from your internal standards and what you require out of a relationship. You have to be in agreement with each other, agree to disagree, especially if it's personal. Now, when two people identify boundaries in a relationship, that's just basically the redlining, you know, the redlining of not crossing, okay? And especially if you are two adults and you choose to cross that line or whatever the case might be, then that means you choose to take your relationship to the next level, and you have to keep yourself accountable for every decision, every action that you take and do when you cross that line, especially when you move from being acquainted to friends and then to lovers, or lovers from being in partnership, however way the scenario goes. You need to be accountable at each stage, okay? So when it comes down to boundaries, okay, and you are in partnership, you pass the friendship, y'all in partnership with each other, y'all relating with each other, y'all intimate with each other, there should be an agreement as far as what's considered crossing the line. What is considered being disrespectful? What is considered being offensive? What is considered being defensive? And when you as a person can be able to identify those things practically, logically, and realistically, then it's something that your partner and y'all should be able to agree to disagree on. Okay? So I give a prime example of that. A lot of times, ladies, and please, do not, you know, feel any type of way of me mentioning it. We all know when we have a guy, we with a guy, we know that crossing a boundary would be considered cheating. That's one thing that we have an issue with. And we have a whole list of things of what we consider cheating when that guy does that. Now, my thing is this. Who are we to tell that man what he should and shouldn't do? Okay? Because at the end of the day, realistically, not even logically, irrationally, realistically, that guy, if he's not satisfied in that relationship, sure enough, he's going to go outside of the relationship and find that satisfaction or something someplace else. He's going to do it. And that's the reality. Okay? That's the reality. Now, you got some men that respect the women that they are with. They may not necessarily cheat, but they may do other things to find some sense of relief or find some sense of satisfaction in the things that they do. Some may watch pornography, but as women, we might consider that as, oh, cheating. That's the expectation, right? So my whole thing is this. Can we agree to disagree that as an adult, crossing a boundary to me would be someone blatantly showing you that they don't respect you or the relationship as far as, okay, if cheating is considered what they do behind your back, if that person is bringing it to your face and showing you that they are romantically involved with someone and you see it evidently in your face, that's crossing boundaries and disrespect. As far as what that man do, you know, that man do he choose to do, why he's not in your presence, that's his business, not yours, okay? As long as he's doing his part as far as being responsible, as far as making you happy, making the house, taking care of the household, doing his thing, then why should you have an issue with what he does outside the home, okay? If he's not bringing any harm, if he's not bringing whatever he does to make himself happy to the home, why are you upset? So realistically, we have to understand that, okay, it may come a point in time where the man will go out and be with other people. But if he, like I said, if he's not showing you, like showing in public when he's with the person and, you know, doing X, Y, Z and, you know, disregarding your relationship and not valuing it, then you shouldn't have an issue with it. Okay, now vice versa. For you men, you might think that it's harmless that, okay, but what she don't know can't hurt her, as I always mentioned in the show, in my past show, it does hurt. It does hurt. What she don't know could possibly hurt and jeopardize the relationship in the end. Because when you're not clear as a man, you're not clear on what you want out of the relationship. You're not clear on the fact whether you want to respect this relationship and value this relationship with her. You know, you cause chaos and confusion. You cause that woman to be misdirected as far as how she's going to move forward with you. And a lot of times men get caught up in their egos because they like the fact that they can get away with certain things and not get caught. Okay? So that part of men, so-called men, need to mature. They need to mature. Be able to mature over time and really think as men, not as males, but think, how is my actions going to affect them whether I'm in their presence or not? If my girl or if my wife or my lady was here right now in this situation, how would she feel? Not so much of how I'm feeling right now, but how would she feel? Take into consideration how she would feel. Because if vice versa, if you found your lady, you found your girl, you found your woman or wife with somebody else, another man, you would be upset. You would be highly upset. You're not trying to hear anything, right? So my whole thing is highlighting the fact that expectations and relationship, we need to reevaluate it. Because like I said, sometimes we might end up disappointing ourselves by the expectations we put to other people. The only expectations that we could really live up to is the ones that we have for ourselves. And that is to be progressive over time, go through self-development, go through different stages, things that's going to make you help you grow and not stifle you. Okay? That's what it's all about as far as having expectations. Okay? And make sure those expectations are realistic. It's not realistic when you know that you're on a budget and you're trying to live like the Jones and your expectation is to live like them. No, I understand some people might feel like, oh, you got to fake it till you make it. No, at the end of the day, you got to rock with your budget. You can't be trying to live like the Jones when you know that your budget don't require that at the time. Okay, so that is an unrealistic expectation. An expectation would be something as far as you saying, I want to lose weight, this is the goal, I'm going to lose XYZ amount of weight by this specific time, and you do that, and you work on that. That is a realistic expectation that you have for yourself. Now, when it comes down to a relationship, y'all both have to be in agreement for something that's going to better that person and better you as a person as well. Not something that's just an expectation just for that person and it doesn't apply for you. No, that expectation should be able to help both of y'all grow. And if winning is something that's an expectation for both of y'all to do and no weakness in that, then that's what y'all focus should be on. Anything less than that is something that is that's equated to failure and being defeated. Okay, so like I said, an expectation that both man or woman or whoever in the relationship can live up to is winning. Don't we all want to win? We want to win out here in this world? Yes, we do want to win. Nobody want to lose out here in this world. And if we do lose some, we also win some as well, too. But it's all a learning process. It's all a learning process. Okay, now the second thing that I wanted to talk about is this entitlement. Oh, once two people get together and they cross the line or whatever the case might be, they put a label on it. Sometimes it's friends with benefits. Sometimes it's lovers. Sometimes it's, a mistress. Oh, sometimes that's my side chick. Or sometimes that's my side dude. They got so much names or whatever for it that people want to live up to and what they do through their actions. But at the end of the day, when you are a real man and a real woman, you realize that it's not about the minuscule things that people, you know, put on as far as labels when it comes down to relationships, you should automatically know as a man or as a woman whether you have a connection with the person or not. If you don't have a connection with them, then you have nothing. And I'm not talking about chemistry where you all Googled eyes by a man's appearance or all Googled eyes by a woman's appearance. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where you could actually have a conversation, hold a conversation and vibe with each other. The vibe is good. Y'all understanding each other, you know, and it's like it's a beautiful interaction going on, and you know without a doubt that there is a connection. A connection is worth pursuing. A connection is worth allowing to grow over time. If you have chemistry, it's always short-lived because it's all equated down to what you like, what they like, what they don't like, what you don't like. And it usually ends up in being a karmic relationship, okay, that just has titles on it, okay? So we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful when it comes down to this entitlement, because then you have people when they feel that, oh, that's my man, that's my woman, or whatever the case might be, that's my baby daddy, or that's my baby mama, or whatever. They feel entitled, some sense of entitlement. Okay, that's my man, that's my woman. First and foremost, did you create that man or woman? Did that person come through your womb? Did that woman or that man come through your reproduction system as a man? Let's technically get this correct, okay? So when you say my man or my woman, that's being territorial, okay? We understand that you want people to be able to claim a relationship, claim you, whatever the case might be, but you're not an item. You're not an item. Once you have a connection with somebody, y'all don't have to have no sense of entitlement or label on anything once the connection is established, okay? So when you have that type of mindset, you have people feeling like, oh, just because I'm a baby mama or just because I'm a baby daddy that, oh, I got certain privileges or I got certain rights to certain things. No, that is being manipulative. Having taken manipulative tactics to feel that you are using a child against your tactics to use against the other person to hold over, you know, the other parent or whatever the case might be, that is really toxic. And immature. It's very immature. And it's not good because you don't develop as a man and you don't develop as a woman when y'all practice any tactics like that, trying to use the children to advocate your own agenda. It's not good. Okay? So my whole thing is this. We need to be clear on the fact that you have to respect each other as men and women. Not as, oh, my man and my woman. No, forget the entitlement. Do you respect me as a woman or do they respect you as a man? That should be the question. Okay? That should be the underlying title. Respect. And then after respect, there's principles. If the principles are not respected and it's violated, then it needs to be re-evaluated as far as your interaction with the person. You know, sometimes you may not be able to communicate with the person if something was violated, okay, or there was lack of respect. Or sometimes there has to be distance between two people or whatever the case might be to re-evaluate and collect their thoughts because of the situation. Or sometimes people are going through a lot of things. So taking a step back to come back forward strong to reestablish the connection or, you know, whatever relationship you have with the person is conducive to the growth of that connection and moving forward, okay? Being upset and feeling entitled, thinking that it's okay to show your true colors, be disrespectful, disrespecting another person. Just because you don't respect yourself doesn't make it right that you disrespect another person. Because based off of how you treat another person, it's supposed to show how much respect you have for yourself in return. Okay? So that's one part. Then, when it comes down to women, yes, us women, yes, we get in our emotions, we get in our feelings sometimes, and a lot of times When we get in our feelings and our emotions, it clouds our judgment. It clouds our reasoning on situations. And certain things that we might be thinking, that is so, we could be totally off about the situation. When we're thinking about things, and let's say you're in a relationship and you keep thinking that, you know, something is going on or whatever. Don't get me wrong. Your intuition is totally different from your emotion. But sometimes when you intertwine the two, it could be off. It could be off, especially when you don't have facts and you're just assuming things. That's like my mama always said, when you assume, you make an ass out yourself. So if you are a woman or a lady and you mixing your emotions with your intuition, you intertwining the two, and you assuming things, you're going to make an ass out yourself and you're going to hit a wall, okay? And why hit a wall when you could just control your emotions, get it under control, develop some emotional intelligence, so whereas you don't allow nobody to get under your skin, you evaluate a situation in its entirety, evaluate yourself, evaluate the situation, and have no sense of entitlement about anything, because that's setting yourself up for failure. It's setting yourself up for being hurt when you have an expectation and entitlement, because entitlement is linked to being territorial. Who are we to be territorial over anybody? Who are we to be possessive over anybody? We didn't bring them into the world. Okay? So at the end of the day, a man is going to be a man, and a woman is going to be a woman as far as thinking the things that she thinks, regardless of the situation. Okay? So my thing is that as women, we need to reevaluate our emotions. Like I said, develop emotional intelligence. If we got to go through a healing, let's be real with ourselves. Let's be real with our emotions and be real about the situation and actually be in control of our healing process, be in control of how we react or respond to other people, and just let it be so. Okay? Now, for the men, y'all have big egos. When you have big egos, y'all may be also territorial, and it's like an unspoken kind of thing, but y'all can also have a sense of possessiveness when it comes down to your stuff, you know, the women, you know, the cars, the house, all of those things, you know. It all falls under the sense of entitlement and your ego, because the more you have, the better. You know, but one thing you have to be careful of as men is that you could be operating off of false pride and ego, okay? If you allow these material things to define who you are as a man, then you setting yourself up for failure, okay? You setting yourself up for disappointment. You allow other people to dictate your worth and your value as a man when you care about what other people think of you and what you can establish in this world. Okay, a man of integrity is somebody who's totally different. 90 seconds. With a man with an ego that could also be inflated, false ego, false pride, right? The minute somebody says something to you or do something or whatever the case might be, that's when everything all goes down, your esteem and everything goes down, and you wallow in depression. You wallow in depression and you go through these fits of not feeling like you are enough, feeling inadequate as a man, and you shouldn't. Once you have integrity, once you have some sense of morality, and you know that you move with a clear conscience and heart and mind and soul, you can move forward and thrive like a man of power because of being a man of integrity. You know, you don't let things go. You make things happen. You know, you think. You strategically think. You know, you don't act without thinking things through. You know, these are the things that define your character. When you are punctual, you know, things that cannot be purchased as a man that you develop over time is what defines who you are. You know, even your experience, your past experience, whether it was good or bad, defines who you are as a man today because of you standing strong in spite of what you've been through in the past. So let's re-examine this ego. When you allow your ego to get in the way of your judgment, you can have poor judgment and decisions in certain matters. You could be meaning good about a situation, but it always turn out bad at the end of the day. So sometimes, you men that's out there, you just got to think 10 steps ahead of a situation before you actually make a decision. It's worth it. It is worth taking the time to think 10 steps ahead, because the way of the man of a mind, the mind of a man should be is like playing chess. You should have that type of mindset and not let anything slip past you as a man. Okay? And this is just my opinion. It's just my opinion, just to protect the ego of a man. Don't let your ego be defined by false pride or materialistic things, or the amount of women that you can have, or the amount of women that you could be intimate with. Don't let that define who you are as a man, because at the end of the day, what makes you strong could also make you weak if you're not careful. So you want to be able to be careful. Re-examine the whole aspect of your ego and your pride, because you don't want to operate off of being false pride and ego, because a lot of times, because you're being egotistical, men could be wrong and strong about something, and then at the end of the day, they keep moving forward, but they wrong as hell, and it's eating them up inside, you know? So they always say a hero lives a thousand times, a hero lives only once, but a coward dies a thousand times inside. Good is it to be wrong and strong, and, you know, that you're not operating off of the right principles as a man. So that has to be reevaluated as men, and as far as going into these relationships. I understand you got some men that's out there that take the time out to study the women that they are with and try to understand them. But at the end of the day, are those women studying those men and trying to understand them? Because it shouldn't be a one-sided thing. But like I said, you got some men that will be careful and take the time and, you know, understanding the dynamics of a woman, you know, a woman and how a woman operates, how a woman thinks, how she handles and conducts herself. So, like I said, some women should be able to be more open of the fact of being understanding rather than feeling like, oh, this is not fair, this is not right, but being able to reevaluate the situation and be able to reason with each other, agree to disagree, and be good at the end. So now I'm going to open up the lines for any questions, comments, or concerns. You're more than welcome to either ask a question or give your input on tonight's show.
So all you have to do is just dial the number 1, and I'll take your call. 973, you on air? 973, you on air? 973? Okay. 724, you on air? 724? Three, 336, you on air? 336, you on air?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello, Sandra. This is Cherie.
Hi. Who?
Hi. I wanted to let you. This is Cherie. Cherie Simon?
Oh, hi. Hi, Cherie. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. I didn't want to give a comment, but I wanted to let you know that you actually unmuted my line. That's why the phone number came in.
Okay. All right. Oh, so you didn't have any comments or questions?
I could give one. I think that what you're saying makes sense. It was kind of hard to hear you in the beginning. You're more clear
okay.
Now, so I'm not sure. But from what I heard about people having expectations, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think that made a lot of sense. And also, like, knowing when you're starting a relationship and how to start it, and that you have to move through certain stages, that made a lot of sense, too. It made me think about how I want to do things next time, so I did appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, I'll let you come
I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
Yes.
All right. 973, you on air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
973? Yes, I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you can hear me now? Hey, how you doing?
Yes. I'm okay.
Hi. Yeah, it's Emerald Sherman. Hello?
How you doing, Sherman?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Listen, I tried to call in last show. I don't know what happened, but I wanted to tell you that I like your show and I like everything you're doing and stuff like that. I do have one question, right? So, like, before you get into, like, a relationship with somebody, like, how do you really, like, how do you truly know, like, if somebody's, like, for you? You know what I mean? Like,
I would say that first and foremost, you have to go off of they vibes, and immediately you should know if you could connect with that person or not, especially if you determine the conversation factor of, like, how long, like, could you carry a conversation for a long period of time with that person and y'all completely understand each other, or is that person, like, kind of have a short attention span, then you know that you can't really relate to that person or hold the conversation if they have a short attention span. So
okay.
Usually it's
right.
Like a flow. So.
Yeah, I was listening to everything you were saying tonight, and I agree with you 1,000%. And, like I said, I just wanted to know that you just told me that, and I really like the show, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Six, four, six, you on air? All right, so the show is coming to a close, and I want to thank you all for who had listened to tonight's show. I hope you was able to get something. You can also always go through the recap on Blog Talk Radio and look up Naturelle and select it and, you know, look up Understanding the Misdirections in Relationships, and you can re-listen to the show. Once again, I thank you all for your time, and I hope that you were able to get something from the show, and you have a good night.